We're speaking with Ray Lynn Joyce and with Kathy Murphy, who are members of the group KNOW, Kalamazoo Nonviolent Opponents of War. And we're talking about the rally that would be held on Sunday, August 25th in Kalamazoo, in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington. The subject of the rally is peace, invest in people, not war. Ray Lynn, what is the connection that you see and your fellows see in the anniversary of Dr. King's march and the issue of peace and war?
We think that it's very fitting that we are making this connection because Martin Luther King spoke so strongly against war, and he was concerned about economic justice and how the war, Vietnam War at that time, was using up so much of our resources. And so our concern in the peace vigil is to dramatize the way in which our resources are being used up in military spending instead of meeting the needs of our community.
This is Kathy Murphy. In addition to that, I want to remind people that this coming Saturday in Washington, D.C., there will be thousands of people marking the 50th anniversary of the historic March on Washington led by Dr. King, where he gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. And it's been 30 years ago this month that myself and others from Kalamazoo rode a bus to the 20th anniversary in Washington, D.C. And that time, I can't believe it myself, how quickly that time passed. And it's 50 years later since he gave his speech. And we can see that there have been many important strides towards Dr. King's dream. But we also know that there's monumental challenges that still remain.
One of the issues that's going to be addressed at the rally, I believe, is military spending. Kathy, what's the problem there from your point of view?
Well, like Dr. King talked about, he referred to them as the giant triplets of racism, materialism, and militarism. And we would like to bring attention to these links, that the links between racial equality, economic justice, and peace. And we would like to see human needs get a higher priority in the new budget. So we also have a petition that we're going to ask people to sign on Sunday. And Dr. King said that we need to be committed to freedom and equality, and we are not satisfied. He said, "We are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." Dr. King was a great writer, and he left behind many intelligent and beautiful writings, but most people think of Dr. King's struggle for civil rights. But he also recognized and wrote about the danger over militarism, and he took a lot of criticism in 1967 when he spoke out against the Vietnam War, and how war takes the resources from the needs of people, as he once referred to war as the enemy of the people.
One of the issues that's being discussed in Washington these days, and has been for a while, is the effect on military spending and military budgets of the so-called sequester to deal with the federal budget deficit. I gather that KNOW doesn't feel that were the sequester to take effect, that would necessarily be a bad thing.
That there would be a cut in the military budget as well. But the problem is that not everyone in the administration and in Congress believe that. And so even the administration is looking to cut Medicare. And also there are already cuts in the programs for the poor and the children and education in Michigan as a result of the first stage of the sequester cuts. So we are going to start to feel these, and we're going to feel it more and more, these cuts. So we are concerned, and we are going to go to the downtown Kalamazoo and have our usual Sunday noon vigil. Kalamazoo Nonviolent Opponents of War has been holding this vigil every Sunday without fail for more than 10 years. So we are going to invite the occupied movement members to join us, and then we are going to march over to Bronson Park, and we're going to put on a ceremony that we think is moving and will dramatize the need for more money to be devoted to human needs. And so we will have a mock missile there, and we will ceremonially open up the missile and release and liberate the dollar bill replicas that we have put in there. And in each dollar bill replica is a need that we feel needs attention, whether it's more funds for Head Start and preschool, ocean protection, preparation for climate change, all these things that are needed in our nation and in our communities. We're going to release the dollars symbolically instead of leaving them in the missile, which stands for the bloated and quite wasteful military budget.
And I could add another quote of Dr. Martin Luther King's that goes with what Raelynn just said. He said, a nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. And I think it's statements like that that give a lot of us courage and hope that others feel that same way, and we believe that many in our community do, and that is part of why we are having this rally on Sunday.
This is open to the public, and there will be art activities for children. The ceremony that we are having is open to all ages. We feel that it will reach out to the hearts of people and help them realize the importance of this issue. And we're inviting everyone. There will also be speeches from community leaders and music from our local musicians, live music.
Another thing is we're hoping that we can help people make the connection between what President Eisenhower referred to as the military-industrial complex and what some people now call the military-industrial-congressional complex. And this complex of the congressional members using the donations that that they receive from many of the companies to mount their election campaigns, and those crowd out candidates with fewer financial resources, we can see in our very own area. And to avoid conflict on how this is working nowadays, they no longer meet in public with their constituents. They hold meetings over the telephone where the listeners' questions are screened beforehand so as to not upset the congressperson. So we feel that our democracy is affected by this relationship between the military-industrial congressional complex, and we know that it's draining resources from what has always made our country strong, and that's our hardworking families.